doesn't accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9th, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer, David Scorpio, Giuseppe Vaffanculo. History is made. And now, the event.
Well, Giuseppe, I'm hopeful that we have Joaquin Hagopian with us today because he's a sensational guy. He's doing such important work. I've just published his latest piece on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. Here we have. Wonderful. We are delighted. I'm going to switch to a headset while you have the conversation. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Joaquin. I'm a huge admirer of your courageous work. I followed you since you burst on the scene several years ago. Stunning revelations. But, you know, I guess anyone who looks into the vile satanic nature of the globalist elite should not be surprised by this, but still stunning revelations. And what brought you to go down that dark path of research?
Well, I was a therapist for many years. I hear an echo. I'm going to turn on my headphones here.
Yeah, that's good.
I was a licensed marriage family therapist for a lot of years in Los Angeles, and I worked with pedophilia victims. So it kind of gave me the background. Okay.
Are you still hearing an echo?
Not really. Well, yeah, a little bit with me, yes. But now I'm good.
Okay, good.
We are still getting an echo.
Let me disconnect for a second and reconnect to see if that solves it.
Okay.
Okay, doing this and then doing this. And, okay, that should perhaps solve it from the shared data point of view. How's it now? Oh, great, great, okay. Okay, please continue. You were a family therapist running into a shocking, I guess, quantitative level of pedophilia. Okay, test, are you there? Oh, do you have your speakers on? Do you have a control to take down your normal, do you have the program running, like, through a browser window or something, or? Yep, looks like we're having a bit of a problem. Mitchell, do you hear Jim? Jim just spoke. Oh, I'm speaking to our producer, Joaquin. Okay, Mitchell, you might have to restart on your end real quick, like we did the other last week, because I okay, now let me reconnect, and it should be okay. Let's do this. What the heck? Let's go that way. Add this, share Skype. Okay, we should be all good to go now. Mitchell, can you hear? Oh, you can always hear me. Go ahead, Joaquin.
Okay, you guys.
Yeah,
you guys can see.
I think we're good to go. You're explaining how you were working in family services in L.A. and you were discovering massive pedophilia taking place.
Yeah, I was discovering a lot of that. And I also discovered how dysfunctional our children's protective system is. Working with the largest county service in the country, I was able to see up close and personal how the decision makers, the judges in the children's court, and the social workers from the children's services were not making the best decisions in the interests of the children. They were placing them in harm's way. And I found that my voice as their therapist was not being heard. I was not at times even allowed into the courtroom where they're making these life and death decisions with these poor kids' lives, and they weren't willing to listen to their therapist because I was not in agreement with their decision-making. So I saw clients of mine who were children, anywhere from like 7, 8, right up to, 18 when they leave the system, be placed in harm's way in placements where they get further abused. And I saw it more than once. It was like almost, I wouldn't say a regular thing, but it was a frequent experience that I had with the very broken system that couldn't even track all these kids that they had open files on. So yeah, it opened my eyes big time.
Well, you've done a sensational job with all of your publications in this area, and I was so grateful when Robert David Steele was supporting you, aiding and abetting, publishing your stuff. And of course, we've suffered the indignity of his loss, where he entered a hospital with ivermectin in hand and insisting he not be put on a ventilator. And perhaps because of his expansive, forceful personality, they subdued him with a sedative and then put him on a ventilator, never gave him the ivermectin and killed him. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Exactly right.
A devastating loss.
The man was brilliant. He was a movement unto himself as far as trying to help humanity. He had a huge heart. It was just tragic. But, his story is the story of thousands and thousands of people in the hospital system in the United States for the last couple of years. I would say as long as pretty much the pandemic, so-called, has been going on, they've had a protocol, and it comes straight from Fauci, that their protocol is to stick them on remdesivir, which clogs up the system with the kidney damage. It also causes fluids in the lungs. And they stick them on these incubators, ventilators, that actually end up between the drug and the ventilator killing the patient. And this is their protocol. It's a disgrace.
Right. How can a poison like remdesivir be a part of the standard treatment for COVID patients when it's going to have deadly effects? I mean, that's just stunning. I'm convinced Fauci was actually involved in the design of these drugs. Giuseppe has even described it as AIDS of the lung. When you receive this, it destroys your antibodies. Fauci was very big in the field of AIDS and HIV. And yeah. Luc Montagnier, who is the leading virologist in the world, has now kicked the bucket shortly after declaring that the injections include HIV. And I think this all points directly to Tony the Rat, that RFK Jr. has done a brilliant book exposing Fauci, and that this guy should be the highest paid member of the American government and be such a scurrilous scumbag that who's feigns to be looking out for our best interests while he's perpetrating mass murder is just about as low as it could go.
Yeah. Well, these guys like Fauci and Gates, their days are numbered. I really, they're the fall guys that the elite's throwing out there to the public. You know, in the French Revolution days, you know, it's like we want blood, you know, like that. And these guys are clearly mass murdering, genocidal maniacs. Yet they end up, huge positions in our country because the system is founded upon psychopathy. You got to be one of them to be up there in the gatekeeping ranks. And so they've managed to, and that goes, you know, planet wide in all the various systems. Whether it ends up the child protective system, you know, there's gatekeepers at the top that are part of this whole global network where it's a pipeline directly to the trafficking scum that abduct these kids and a lot of runaways in the system. And it goes right into, the whole the Center for Disease Control, Fauci et al. And all of these. And then Bill Gates uses the billions to basically capture and become the king in the media, become the he's a college dropout. And the guy is comes on like he's the expert on the whole vaccine, goes around killing third world people. They got lawsuits against him. I mean, he's up for murder in India. I mean, yet these guys have been able to get away with it for so long, which is a testimony to how ugly and evil and murderous our system is in every aspect. I mean, we're talking every institutional kind of structure there is, from education to the mass media to the entertainment industry, certainly to the corrupt government that's wholly behind the whole big pharma movement here, that they're the perpetrators of genocide, and they all need to be held accountable, every one of them. And we're hopeful that Reiner Fuhlmuth and his team can really do something at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. And there's also, Tom Rentz is out there putting national lawsuits. I mean, he's done a lot of work now with uncovering all kinds of horror of cover-up in the Department of Defense. They're taking medical records and they're doctoring them up right and left to try and protect themselves. We got the goods on all these evil people that are trying to murder the human race, and we just have to now hold them to account. And that's a big mission, but the truth shall set us all free. And I believe that it may take a while. I hope not, but I know that truth will prevail and these people will get what's coming to them.
Well, the DOD results are especially significant because that's a controlled population sample. They have statistics that heretofore have been impeccable. And we have 1,000%, 800%, 400% increases in a whole host of categories of maladies, esophageal, pancreatic cancer, infertility. I mean, it's grotesque. I'm very proud that my Senator Ron Johnson had his COVID-19 a second opinion conference where he brought forth experts like Robert Malone, who, of course, was the inventor of the mRNA technology, to speak out against its abuse, and Peter McCullough, who is the most frequently cited medical expert in the world, it would appear.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Johnson's been doing a great job, and you can't believe how they're trying to trash him and imply he's in it for himself when he's anything but. This is a guy I wasn't quite convinced when he first came into office, but by God, now I'm a true believer in Ron Johnson, and I'm going to support him as strongly as I possibly can. But, you know, Joaquin, when you look at the Biden administration, we have recent polling. It was even from CNN, which is sympathetic to the left, that 56% of the public cannot find a single thing, not one thing that Biden has done in office of which they approve, opening the borders, creating chaos, runaway inflation, astronomical gas prices, making us energy dependent again. When Kamala Harris was selected, it was not the DNC or the Democratic Party who picked her. It was Alexander Soros on behalf of his father who appointed her. And if you consider Soros has been behind funding all these DAs who are not enforcing the law, turning the criminals out on the street right and left, destroying the law enforcement system, no doubt backing, you know, defunding the police, backing Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I think we have an administration where the de facto president actually is George Soros, whose lifelong dream is to destroy America. Does that fit with your perception of things?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I mean, this guy, it's just so insane that criminals like this have been allowed to remain in power and do so much earthly damage. But again, you know, all of it speaks to the fact that the system has got to be totally revamped. I mean, it's got to be stripped clean and started over. To have people like this that are just out to make havoc and you know, unrest and revolution in the wrong direction, just basically for totalitarian regimes, creating all over the world. I mean, the guy's been at it for 30, 40 years now and not held accountable. So, yeah, he's another one. And his son will be tried in a tribunal. And so, yeah, I mean, they have captured the whole government. They've captured the medical field. They've obviously, Big Pharma owns the government as far as the health services. And the mass media, they're all in it together. They're all criminals, and they're all going to be held to account in tribunals or courts of law. And they're coming. I mean, there's so many being filed all over the world now. So it's just a matter of time before they finally are – and this whole madness of the mandates, it's going to be – a lot of the European countries are already letting up on all their restrictions. So we've turned the corner, actually, I think, as far as with the public. I think that the situation up in Ottawa, Canada, is really a turning point. That was the main event that became the turning point in the truth movement for medical freedom and justice. So I'm very happy with how things have been developed. I mean, you and me, Jim, have been like crying about all this stuff for so long and trying to get, you know, people to understand the gravity of our situation. And it finally is moving in the direction where it needs to be. Now, the thing is that we have a whole power structure that's taken many, many centuries to get where it is. And they're not going to give up their power. You caught us. Okay, we're going to stop all the bad and we're going to be good guys now. It doesn't work like that. So they're going to try and take out as many people as possible. Life to them is cheap. They actually, I mean, this is, I've done a lot of study of psychopathy as a therapist and a writer, and these people actually get off on human suffering. And the more people that suffer, die, the better they feel. They really don't have a heart. They don't have a soul. And so all they have is this predatory kind of parasitical nature of feeding off of others for their own, you know, life and their lifeblood and self-importance. And, you know, yeah.
They're both sadistic and genocidal, a really bad combination. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you know, I know that Joaquim is based in Los Angeles, California, and if we're thinking he's some type of a granola eating kumbaya singing libtard, that's not the case. He's actually a West Point graduate and a former Army officer. And Joaquim, could you tell us a little bit about how you went through the military training system and still came to see this satanic evil that controls everything like a malignancy worldwide, these globalists, how you woke up to who's literally behind the curtain?
Yeah. Well, as a young lad there at West Point, I basically discovered how they you know, basically if you make an academy like West Point in Annapolis, you know, you're usually a good student in high school and you're usually an athlete and so you're a big wheel on campus, so to speak. But their system in the first, particularly the first 2 months there, called Beast Barracks at West Point, they strip you down and you become the lowest of the lowest. And it's all done very systematically. And then they have a reward system there where the more that you follow the rules and then obey the rules by basically turning other people in for their violation of rules, the more you're rewarded. And so this is kind of the nature of how these psychopaths end up in these positions of power in our country. And I saw it up close and personal. And so I got into trouble. I won't go into too much detail here because I don't want to take up the hour with it. But just briefly, I was somewhat, this is also the last 4 years of the Vietnam War, 1969 to 1973, that I attended West Point. And so obviously there was a big anti-war movement that finally, you know, got us out of there in 73. And the year that I graduated. And so anyway, by the end of my third year, I was pretty much a rebel. And I didn't believe in a lot of the rules, and I believed in individuality and right and wrong, and I did not get into the ass-kissing system. That's also ingratiation toward your superior officers, all that. You get ahead by being very political, and that's how the system that breeds the generals like Petraeus, you know, that was there in Iraq and Afghanistan. My roommate, my freshman roommate, he currently actually is the ambassador of Saudi Arabia now, has been for about 3-4 years now. And anyway, he's a good guy, but he rose up in the system and became a 4-star general. And John Abizade is his name. And my other roommate, at the same time that I was the roommate of John, I was the roommate of Carl Eikenberry. And after he left the military, the day after when he retired, Obama made him the ambassador of Afghanistan. So anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, I went to school with the top people and because that's what they do. They groom these basically politician, bureaucratic generals that just push the system and the rules and ingratiate their way up a seniority ladder up to the top and are rewarded following the rules again. You know, I mean, they have the politicians that tell the generals what to do. And there's a famous quote by Henry Kissinger that basically gives away how a lot of the politicians that are in charge of the Department of Defense. Oh, by the way, I was the assistant squad leader to Lloyd Austin, the current treason Secretary of Defense. Yeah, he's corrupt as they come. Yeah, I was the assistant squad leader of this guy, and when he was a freshman. And
he's a total,
so, yeah,
he's a total mediocrity, Joaquin. I mean, just he has no.
He's everything that I've been talking about. You know, the type of general that rises to the top. There it is. He's the classic case of it, along with Petraeus and the rest of them. Eikenberry and Abizade, actually, I think, are good guys. I haven't kept in touch with them for a long time, but I think they're a little bit of the different mold. I think they had some degree of integrity still. But certainly the ones that end up in the highest positions, like Secretary of Defense or President or whatever, these guys are definitely psychopaths. And or they wouldn't be up that high. You know, that's the way the system operates. So yeah, I mean, anyway, by the end of, I'll just tie it up in one sentence now. So all these asinine rules I didn't believe in. So by the end of my junior year, the colonel brought the major, who was the tactical officer, into his office and said, this guy and this guy, we were roommates, they have to go. And so basically, they came down to our rooms and started giving us all these demerits that were false. And in the last 2 weeks of the term, they needed 25 demerits to get me over the allowable limit for a 6-month term. They managed to do it on the very last day. And so I was up by 5 demerits. And,
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Yeah. join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yes. So by the end of my third year, they railroaded me out of the academy, running up my demerits in the last couple of weeks, and I was over by 5 demerits. And so I took them to court for failure to allow due process of law, one of our cherished rights in the Constitution. And I managed to be the first cadet ever to legally challenge the West Point system and beat them in court. And so they actually did kick me out. And I had to go down to New York City and take them to court, the federal district court down there in New York. So I was able to get back for my final senior year and graduate. And then I had to kind of go through the whole same process all over again. But anyway, we need to be moving on from there. But yeah, I saw up close and personal the power structure of this country. Basically, cadets have this honor code. They do not lie, cheat, or steal. But boy, the officers in charge that own their lives, they lie, cheat, and steal right and left. And they were doing it all throughout basically the Vietnam years. And it was the last 4 years. So it was all getting exposed. And so we know, you know, in 73, they came home. In 74, by August, Nixon was out, Watergate, you know. It was a crazy time. And at a very early age, I saw the power structure for what it is. And I pretty much have always been questioning and doubting the truth of everything that the government has been saying ever since. Because I, you know, saw how they lie right directly to my face. So, yeah, it was an early lesson in life. And so I've always been pursuing the truth and getting in trouble for it. You know, I mean, that's just the way the system operates. I have integrity. I cannot like know that something is wrong and going around me and just ignore it because I don't want to make waves. You know, I can't do that. I have to be honest and stand up for what's right.
And I'm so, the right, same way. I'll tell you, yeah, you are as
I know
fearless.
You
are as fearless a truth seeker as I have ever known. I admire you beyond words.
Hey, well, the feeling is mutual, really, Jim. You've done so much with false flags. You are basically the king of the false flags, you know, as far as, you know, getting in there and telling it like it is, you know. So, yeah, we've been at it for a long time, you know, whether I was actually in the military and then in the I went to school and got my master's and became the licensed therapist. You know, I worked with the children, and I love these kids. I mean, they're the purity. They are, as far as in the human form, they are the closest thing that we see in God. God on earth is through children, the innocence. And so when you see the horrors that go on this earth, particularly with these people that we are talking about, that control so many people's lives, and they are just so ruthless and psychopathic, and they're killers. So we got to do something about it, and we've got to stand up for the truth and justice, and we got to do it for humanity, because it's down to, you know, they want us dead. They want everybody jabbed. Your DNA is altered forever. You are no longer even considered human by the courts, you know. There's a court case, I believe, in 2013 in the Supreme Court that actually, you know, said that you belong to the patent that owns you now. So, you don't even have human rights, you know, much less what it does to you. And we don't need to get into that because I know it's, we've all covered all that ground. So yeah, I mean, it's, there's just so much horror that we have to fight. And, you know, people are standing up. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Giuseppe.
Wow. Excellent points, Joaquin. And I salute you as well as Jim does. I mean, you have, as they say in the hood, you got some big balls, and that's fantastic. And so my question to you is, this goes back a long, long way. I mean, you could argue that it began around the turn of the 19th century with the whole Synagogue of Satan and Zionism becoming in the 1890s the World Zionist Congress, and they set about a plan like the satanic malignancy they are to infiltrate essentially all first world Western governments, and they have succeeded in doing that. And so and you could argue it goes back even millennia. I mean, I don't know if you've ever studied the work of Eustace Mullins or others who look at this kind of the satanic dark cult has been around since the time of the Sumerians and the Babylonians, and they just changed their names. They were the Canaanites, then they're the Phoenicians, then they're the Venetians, then they're the Hidden Hand, and they seem to have this bizarre level of almost otherworldly organization and guidance. And people like us who are fighting them, we don't have that type of generational organization. So do you have any thoughts on how far back this goes and how they remain so incredibly generationally organized?
Yeah. It goes back into ancient times. I have a chapter in the first book that carries it from the ancient times. In ancient cultures, they've done blood sacrifices forever. The Canaanites, the Babylonians, you know, I mean, they were all engaging in that kind of occult ritual, blood sacrifice, pedophilia, all of them. I mean, it's, you know, and I even have a chapter. I know I get into the woo land when I talk about extraterrestrials, but I think most people actually accept that they are, there are very likely extraterrestrials. And, you know, we have evidence that, they actually had a meeting with a West Point graduate named Dwight Eisenhower back in the 50s when he was president, and there was an exchange. You know, they were supposed to give us the technology that they have, and basically he basically said, okay, so, and they betrayed the deal that was made, and ultimately they use us as guinea pigs, you know, in the same way that they're the ones that worship them. I believe that Fauci and all these people are Satanists, and they have their deities, you know, from the ancient times that they worship, and they engage in all the horrific kind of occult rituals that Stanley Kubrick filmed in Eyes Wide Shut, you know, and then they killed him even before he finished the film editing on that film.
Right.
They got him. And of course, he also was the director of the moon landing that didn't happen on the moon. So yeah, I mean, they've been doing it a long time, and that's the power structure that has pretty much controlled the earth. They've been in control of the earth for a long, long time. I have a chapter where I even get into the extraterrestrials with the Anunnakis. They're just one of many, but they actually had the technology, and there's a lot of evidence, and it's all documented and scientific, but they actually had the technology to basically take the primate, the local primate, the Homo erectus, and then tweak their DNA with their own DNA and create the human beings. Now, I know a lot of religious people really have a problem with that. Trust me, I'm a believer in God, and God is the creator of all of us. All the humans God has created. But there are technologies that some of these advanced extraterrestrials. Now, the Anunnakis were And they came down to Earth to basically colonize the Earth. And they created the humans because their own refused to do the work, very hard work. So they created humans as slaves. And basically, for the last, 250,000 years, I maintain, the humans have been slaves and basically owned and controlled by a very primitive, spiritually corrupted group of entities, be they psychopathic, soulless humans or actual ETs, likely Anunnakis. But there's others involved too. And then there's the good ones too. But we don't want to get too far off from the basis of reality, because a lot of people really challenge my stuff on that. But they liked everything else, but a lot of the more religious types did not like my chapter where I get back. But I just wanted to show, that this very primitive element that is parasitic has been in control forever.
Exactly
right. Humans, the good humans with hearts and souls, they have been manipulated as slaves forever. And so this is what we're up against, a system that's been in place forever, as far as, if you want to go back, whatever it is, but, we are the good force to try and do God's work here on the earth while we're here. And that's basically to rid the world of the evil that's being done.
Wow, well stated. I'd like a follow-up, which is, it doesn't just have to be extraterrestrial. I mean, if you look at quantum physics and quantum mathematics, it's pretty much proven that there is infinite dimensions and there pretty much is a multiverse. And so something that had the level of technology that to create a wormhole or some type of portal could have come in many, many millennia ago and achieved the same results. It could be all of the above. But it's funny how individuals, there has been such an effort by these Satanists to create this belief in materialism and science. In reality, is scientism, because it's all basically a bunch of lies. And yet, the specious lies, so it's believable, and you get these trained dancing monkeys in these various academic pursuits to claim all these things, and they build upon each other's works. But as they say in programming, GIGO, garbage in, garbage out, you can have this whole trail of specious false beliefs that supposedly science, when in reality it has nothing to do. It's a fictional narrative. And I think that's what we're looking at in all aspects of, especially the last couple of centuries, with the introduction of all this technology, which suddenly appears out of nowhere, right? All of a sudden we're using tube radio and tube, literal tube computing, and very primitive. And all of a sudden somebody figures out how to create a microcircuit. I mean, it was introduced into the reality. They're always seeding this reality. And where I'm going with this is, the agenda that these Satanists appear to be serving is one of transhumanism, where the nature is divine. Humans in their pure creation are divine. And it even, so what are these Satanists doing? They're trying to now hack the human genome. They don't know what they're doing. They're just going to become mass murderers and create all these type of bizarre mutations that they don't know what they're doing. And secondly, in the last 100 years, they've wiped out the synagogue of Satan types. They've wiped out 80% of all species on this planet. I mean, you know, they're all controlled by this satanic hierarchical pyramid. I mean, big pharma, big agra, big chemical, big war. Now, sadly, big academia, big government. They're all controlled by this so-called hidden hand. And I mean, they are winning, and this idea to introduce this singularity with fostering via trillions of dollars and almost unlimited power with these technocrats, these young psychopaths who are trying to literally create not just the Internet of Things, but the Internet of Bodies, where they can be physically enslaved as this type of cyborg subhuman, transhuman, in service of this singularity, which is some type of demonic or satanic or Balian consciousness that can come into this reality. I mean, if you want to go down the rabbit hole, this is dark, dark stuff. Do you have any thoughts on this singularity and the whole transhumanism movement?
Yeah, I mean, you articulated very, very well. It's all part of their plan. And everything that they do, they spend 20 years, 30 years, 50 years in advance plotting it and scheming it. But yeah, that's where it's headed. It's very clear. But the good thing is that it's never been more exposed than it is right at this moment. And the fact that people are questioning it and realizing that we've been told lies in every aspect, from education to science, to government, to history, to everything, religion, everything. It's all been lies. And, for a very maniacal, satanic purpose. So, you know, with the understanding that we have been lied to comes the, accountability that's to follow. So we're on the right track, you know. But I think it's sad that we kind of fell asleep as a human species at the wheel and allowed these creatures to, further their technology for their wicked ends, you know. But we caught them. We now they're exposed. And so we have the ability to stop it. And, it starts with basically just not following the orders. Just like what I did at West Point. I didn't follow all the stupid rules. Well, you know, when they're pushing things that are actually harmful to us down our throats, we must object and use civil disobedience. We got some great role models in Martin Luther King Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi and a bunch of others as well. We got to step up to the plate and do what's right by humanity for all of us, for the sake of God and for the sake of love.
Joaquin, I'd like a thumbnail sketch of our president, say, from Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan forward. What's your assessment of them as human beings, their level of morality, intelligence?
Okay. Well, you mentioned Jimmy Carter. He's actually the first and I believe only Naval Academy. Senator McCain from Arizona was also a Naval Academy grad. He was part of the dark side evil group. Oh boy. But, Jimmy Carter was one of these guys that, he was the, go along to get along kind of guy, likable and all that. And, you know, had some good stuff, but I think the Reagan movement kind of overcrowded. They did the whole Iran situation, to get rid of him in the 4 years. But every president really since, John F. Kennedy, he was the last president that actually tried to right the wrongs and do what's right for the people. And then he died for it. But every president has been a, they're part of the club. They've already sold their soul to the devil before they become the president. And they do what they're told. They're puppets, all of them. All the leaders of the world, you know, prime ministers and presidents and everybody else that's on the political structure, they're all just pure puppets. They do what they're told. They know that if they step out of line, they're going to be dead, like JFK.
Well, I'm inclined to think that the reason Reagan was shot was to convey the message, let George do it. And after the assassination, GHWB was basically running the country.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to lose to Bill Clinton. It just seems to me Ronald Reagan was a relatively upright guy. I mean, limited in ways, but he was not a level of corruption of most of the subsequent presidents. Right. And I'm particularly interested in your opinion about Donald Trump, whom I have long admired with certain qualifications.
Yeah, Well, I guess I would also be one of that group. You know, he did some good things. He believed in America. I mean, I have no doubt. He was a patriot, is a patriot. And he was the only of all these presidents, the only one to address pedophilia prior to him actually going into office back in October of 2012, before he even ran. He said, hey, we got to do something about these, you know, sickos that are doing all these bad things to our children. And he was basically for the death penalty. And the reality is, when he was president, there was more action taken against cleaning up the pedophilia than at any other time with any other president. And even though he's been criticized for running with Jeffrey Epstein as a friend, you know, he, in New Yorker magazine, oh, yeah, he's a good guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, he likes the young ones, like that. But he also, the lawyer for representing the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, said that he was the only person that they contacted that actually cooperated and gave them useful information for the, you know, lawsuits that the girls were having. So, yeah, I have mixed feelings about him. I think he really did attempt to he was basically for the autonomy of the United States. He was not for the Chinese Communist Party sellout. And, you know, with the one world government, which is, you know, where the whole movement's headed. And he tried to put a stop. I mean, anytime you end up with somebody who was so hated by so many people on the left, you know, that tells you, I mean, there's nobody else. I mean, whether it's Republican or Democrat, it's the same thing, basically. And they're all owned by the same power interests, you know. But this guy is so hated. So, I mean, you know, there's something to that. He actually is a patriot for the United States having an autonomy and a strong force in the world for good. And he tried to do something about pedophilia. And he was the first president in a long time not to start another war. And so there's a lot of good points about him. There's a few negative. I think he was basically, you know, his son-in-law. I think that man's evil. And part of the whole dark side of the, you know, satanic world. And yeah, he got taken in by that. He was manipulated by the Zionists of Israel. You know, I mean, there's some negative points, but I mean, the swamp is so deep. You know, I'm not going to like apologize. He tried, but it's so deep. And I don't think he realized it at the time, going into the presidency, just how deep it runs.
Do you think if he were to return to the presidency, he could do a lot of good?
I think if things are really turning around and we get momentum and he comes back, yeah, I think there's going to be. I mean, we got to get rid of these people that have been around forever doing their horror. And so, yeah, if the swamp gets somewhat cleaned up before he actually reappears on the scene as the U.S. president, then I think I'm pretty optimistic that we can, you know, get a lot more done.
Your views correspond with mine to a very high degree. I think he's flawed, but a good guy who really does put America first and has principle in spite of the fact that many deny he has any. That's just ridiculous. Right. He's totally racially open. He doesn't care whether you're black, white, or purple. I mean, I think he's basically a good guy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I hope, you know, we all know that the corruption was so deep they did steal the election, and he should be president right now. Hopefully that can get turned around too. But, you know, the wheels turn very slowly, but slowly but surely, I think things are changing for the better.
Giuseppe.
Oh, wow. Amazing points. I have to agree. To me, I don't know if you're familiar with the classic movie with Burt Lancaster, Elmer Gantry, and the it was a play, and where Elmer Gantry, Burt Lancaster, is a criminal on the run, and he comes into a small Missouri town, and they mistake him for their new preacher, Reverend, coming in, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm the Reverend, and he comes in and reads the Bible and memorizes it and becomes a great preacher, and then his past catches up with him. And in some ways, I think the reason that the deep state and the hidden hand vilify Trump and hate him so much is he started to believe his role. I think that a big part of him is.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
To act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
An unbeliever seems such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.